don't make the aspirin mistake. Aspirin was discovered by mistake during World War II and suppresses your immune system and prevents blood clotting. Don't expose your body to risk when you can use a natural inflammation and pain reliever called Extra Strength Pain Relief by Apothecary Herbs. Discover the power this formula has with salicin to enter the system in 60 seconds to work hard and relieve pain for 12 hours. Whether it's arthritis, sports injury, or flu, you can relieve aches, pain, and swelling with our Extra Strength Pain Relief formula. Call Apothecary Herbs now, toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com. Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free 866-229-3663 for international callers 704-875-8010. That's toll free 866-229-3663 or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
1, 2, 3!
To Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great week. It's almost over. Got a, you know, time to recreate and relax, hopefully, this weekend. I mean, it's been a kind of a stressful week, you know, with everything's going on in D.C. and all. But we're here to empower you. That's what we like to do. A little silver lining. Yeah, empowerment's always a good thing, right? And thanks for joining us here on American Voice Radio. We are going to be talking about bone health for the first part of the show. And then, you know, I want to tap into some immune system information because, you know, I want to power you up, get you all armed and ready for the flu season. And so, you know, you don't get the flu. That's the whole idea, right? So there are some ways. I got my Mary Poppins bag of tricks, if you will, and we're going to empower you with all that good stuff. And we do have a quack report, so we're gonna kick it off with some interesting things in the quacker. But before we get to all that, big salute and semper fi, praying for our military, always our righteous men and women in uniform, especially the World War II vets. You know, hey, you know, big applause to them. They wanted to go see their monument. Let them go see it. And while we're hitting the knees and seeking the Lord's face, you know, I'm praying for all. I'm lifting up America. I am all righteous men and women. Come out of the woodwork. It's time to get a backbone. It's time to say no. Just say there's more of us than there are of them. Okay? You know, what's the biggest part of American government? The people. We the people. Start acting like it. Okay? And seek the Lord's face. Mind time, it grows short. We can need his help. And if we ask, you know, it's his decision, but it's our job to ask. We need a deliverance. So righteousness restored in America. That's what I'm praying for. Hope you will join me. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Thank you, Frank. What do we got here in the cracker? Well, there's some new research. They say they found a really strong link between rheumatoid arthritis and low vitamin D in people with RA. Yep, some new evidence has emerged on this vitamin D deficiency with relation to rheumatoid arthritis cases. The study was published in the Journal of Nutrients in June. Researchers at the University of Saskatchewan evaluated vitamin D status on about 116 patients. 60 of them had rheumatoid arthritic disease, and they had the lowest levels, apparently. So that rheumatoid arthritis is an autoimmune disorder, they say. So that means that there's characteristics of the disease that the immune system attacks the joints and soft tissues and just makes people miserable, basically. So vitamin D has been shown to play a critical role in helping to regulate immune system function. And so since they kind of connected the dots there, they're supporting this hypothesis. The Journal of Environmental Health and Perspectives also did some research back in 2010, which, you know, found that women who lived in the northeastern part of the United States, you know, less sunshine, less vitamin D, right? Your skin turns those sun rays into vitamin D. So people in the, you know, further away from the equator, the more rheumatoid arthritis cases, you're more susceptible. So anyway, get some vitamin D out there. You get some sunshine. Of course, if you don't want to do that, you know, eat some fish, mackerel, sardines, you know, get some, you know, castor oil. Yeah. And there's more ways to get vitamin D than you think. So that's interesting for that. And we're going to be talking a bit your bones tonight. So, you know, RA kind of fits in there a little bit. So we'll get to that in a minute. Also, monosodium glutamate's in the news. They did some research. Let's see. This was out of Guatemala, Mexico. The lab there was the Developmental Aging and Neurodegenerative Disease Lab. Mm-hmm. And, well, you know, they took some mice and they kind of pumped them with, you know, significant amounts of MSG, monosodium glutamate, and it produced some central nervous system necrosis, which was premature cell death, also impacted their neuroendocrine system and the blood flow there to organs like the kidneys and liver kind of got damaged. Lab rats with high doses of MSG, which bypassed, according to researchers, the blood-brain barrier and induced some severe kidney and liver damage. The neurons on the brain are literally overstimulated, they say, from this MSG to the point of cell death, and it's called excitotoxicity, you know, and it happened within 30 to 45 minutes. Organs started to shut down and swell with edema within 15 minutes of the injection. So, you know, Americans, they eat this stuff, not at the high levels they injected into the poor lab rats, but, you know, get an accumulative effect. You're eating all kinds of stuff with MSG. But you know what? It's hard for consumers because, you know, the food industry is now, you know, kind of just disguising MSG. They don't put it on MSG on the labels. Hardly ever you see that, or monosodium glutamate. Sometimes you see it, but not always. But you do see this. On a lot of your snack foods and processed foods, you will see natural flavor. You'll see yeast extract, hydrolyzed vegetable protein, textured protein, natural meat tenderizer. You know, these are all, you know, alias names for MSG. I mean, you can't buy a bag of potato chips, hardly, without something on there that resembles MSG. So here are the top foods. And by the way, this MSG is addictive. What the scientists say about MSG, it excites your brain, gives your taste buds a sensation of satisfying nutrition, and it tends to be addictive, and it makes you crave certain foods and also overeat. Here are the top 10 foods. Soups, broths, and bouillons. I mean, I can't buy a can of soup, hardly. There's like two different types of soup I can buy if I want to buy it. Ramen noodles, full of it. Prepackaged processed foods, read your labels really quick, closely, including your boxed foods and mixes. Also frozen foods and TV dinners. Your sauces and seasonings and gravies, like especially anything with soy sauce in it. Salad dressings loaded with it. Most of your fast food menu items at your chain restaurants all always have MSG. Chips, you know, the potato chips, your snacks, flavored popcorn, snack foods, meats, particularly those marinated or pre-seasoned, lunch meats, hot dogs will have it. And carrageenan, sodium caseinate, and other commonly used thickening agents, which you see in a lot of your soy milk and now almond milk, so read your labels really careful there. And I can't forget this. You'll find MSG in your childhood vaccines. Nice. Yeah, just about all of them. There's like 2, 12, 20, 25. I don't know. There's a lot of them. Last but not least, in the Quack Report, I apologize for anybody eating, because this is kind of gross. Pills made from poop are being used to cure serious gut infections. Yep. Yeah, doctors have found a new way to put healthy people's poop into pills to cure serious C. diff. Okay, you know what that is. It's Clostridium. It's a, you know, an infection. Strong antibiotics can clear it, but then, you know, they clear away all the good healthy bacteria, and then the bowel is susceptible to getting it again. And it just, you know, it gives the person who has C. diff, you know, they get the cramping and the diarrhea, and they it's really disabling, you know. So these folks get into such a bad way that they'll go for the poop procedure, either through a colonoscopy or, you know, given the other way. Enemas sometimes take, but not always. So anyway, Dr. Thomas Louis, infectious disease specialist at the University of Calgary, he devised a better way, one-time treatment, custom-made for each patient. What they do is they take donor stool, usually from a relative of the patient, and they process it in the lab, and they take all the food out, and they extract the bacteria, and they clean it up, and then they pack it into a triple-coated gel capsule so that it won't dissolve until it hits the intestines. So there's no stool left. It's just stool bacteria, stool bugs, if you will. And there's no smelly burping because this doesn't dissolve until it gets into the intestine area. And the thing is you got to take like 24 to 34 of these things all at one time. You have to swallow all these pills at the same setting. And then they make their way down to the colon. And they just pump in some really healthy, normal bacteria, apparently, to cure the person of that chronic diarrhea and awful, awful symptoms of C. diff. So, sorry if that grossed you out if you're sitting down to a meal. Sorry about that. You know, I'd rather just have a bowel cleanse. Thank you very much, and stay away from a lot of garbage out there. And that wraps the Quack Report.
That's all, folks.
Oh, I'm sorry, Frank. I'm sorry. That was my fault. I didn't have my button on. I was asking Frank if he could play my clip so I can get my little fix on my little laugh for the hour. Do we have a clip?
Yeah, the poison. Listen carefully. The pellet with the poisons in the vessel with the pestle. The chalice from the palace has the brew that is true.
Oh, the pellet with the poisons in the vessel with the pestle. The chalice from the palace has the brew that is true.
Good man.
Just remember that.
Thanks, Frank. That's great stuff. Danny Kaye, Corchester. Old movie, but it's hysterical. All right, we're going to talk about bone health. Keep that handy, though. I might want you to play it again. Bone health. What are the risks? We've talked about bone health before, but we got some new stuff. Yeah, the medical community has women and postmenopausal women thinking, you know, that their bones are in the process of demineralizing and they're developing osteoporosis. And according to the National Osteoporosis Foundation, women are more at risk of developing poor bone health than men are. So women are told that their risk is extremely high and that they will experience broken bones due to osteoporosis because it's inevitable. Basically, that's kind of the message. So essentially, that is what women are being told. And the risk of cancer like uterine, ovarian, or breast cancer all put together is equal to the female osteoporosis risk. That's what women are being told. So there are like 10 million Americans with weak bones due to osteoporosis, and we're told that 80% of them are female. Hey, petite women are often brainwashed to accept that they will have osteoporosis later in life. You know, it's not a given. It's not a given fact that women over 50 who are postmenopausal will have bone health issues. However, the U.S. Department of Health would have us believe that by the year 2020, 50% of Americans are going to have osteoporosis. What does that tell you? They're planning for it. Well, don't let allopathic health care scare you or push you to take drugs for bone health and various other medications for other conditions, which can actually cause bone disease. We're going to get into that in a minute. Well, first, the statistics. More statistics from the National Osteoporosis Foundation state that there, for every two women over 50, one will develop osteoporosis. Now, the stats on the men are a little lower. It says one in four men over 50 will have osteoporosis. So, other than lifestyle like diet, what could be contributing to weak bones? Well, let's look at some of the risks. According to medical science, the risks to developing brittle bones are being overweight, drinking too much alcohol, smoking, a sedentary lifestyle, diet, you know, too much caffeine, processed salt, red meat, not enough fruits and vegetables. And also they say not enough calcium and vitamin D. So certainly diet is important, but what else could be making us vulnerable to bone disease? Well, let's look at the drugs. Medicine admits that steroids, the corticosteroids and the glucocorticosteroids, can cause bone loss. Now, these drugs mess with your hormones, but are often prescribed for rheumatoid arthritis, the RA, and inflammatory diseases, asthma, Crohn's disease, that bowel inflammation, lupus, which is the autoimmune disease, and even allergies. So the drugs given to prevent even organ transplant rejection and cancer are known to hurt bones, and these drugs are often given with steroids. So you won't have to be, you know, on these medications very long to create bone loss. Just 5 milligrams for 3 or 4 months will do the trick. Now, other drugs or over-the-counter products which weaken the bones are going to be antacids, seizure medications, chemotherapy drugs, premenopausal drugs, thyroid drugs, breast cancer drugs, drugs to grow hair, hormone replacement drugs, anticoagulants, antidepressant drugs, especially for manic depression, hyperactivity and aggression, contraception drugs, immune suppressants, gastroesophageal reflux, you know, the GERD drugs, and diabetic medications. Well, you know, let's talk about the discovery. Way back in the 1800s, scientists discovered this trace mineral called boron. right? Studies prove that boron was essential for plants to be healthy. Then nearly 100 years after that, it was discovered that boron plays a vital role in the metabolic mechanisms for healthy bones in you and me. So what happens if you don't have adequate amounts of boron? Well, you will experience an exodus of both your calcium and magnesium out of the body through the urine. And as you lose the boron, a rapid stage of demineralization takes place, which causes severe osteoporosis. So women who are premenopausal, they say, are at a higher risk of osteoporosis if they begin to lose boron. There's the if, right? Okay. So boron will also protect you, get this, against fluoride toxicity. Also, it helps the body balance hormones. So boron affects the regulation of estrogen and testosterone, which, as you know, plays a role with regard to strong bones. So now our hormones are involved in the growth, maintenance, and the repair of tissues, including bone cells. So science also suspects that boron influences the absorption of your vitamin D for strong bones. Therefore, osteoporosis is a diet problem, and diets with prescription drugs can be a problem. Let me read you this quote from Dr. Mark Hegstead, professor of nutrition at Harvard University. He says this: "You need magnesium, boron, phosphorus, silicon, etc., as much as calcium for maintaining the healthy state of all your bones, not just the hard outer layer, but the trabecular layer, which is the spongy bone in the spine and in the distal forearm where a lot of osteoporosis frequently occur. I am certain that boron can prevent or stop osteoporosis," end of quote. Whoa. Well, you know, guess what, folks? Brittle bones, Swiss cheese bones, whatever you want to call it, it's curable by you. That's right. So there are ways to fine-tune the lifestyle to help protect your bones. For instance, refined sugar will displace the phosphorus in your body, preventing proper absorption of calcium for further depletion of calcium from your bones. So remember that. Now, the other culprit is your dairy products, namely cow's milk and cheese and yogurt and ice cream. The milk product will cause an alkaline environment, which prevents proper absorption of calcium. I bet you the people with the milk mustaches didn't tell you that. Everybody's wondering why they got poor bone health, and I drink all this milk. Well, there you are. Alkaline environment, not good for calcium absorption. So you will not develop strong bones by consuming milk products. And by the way, cheese is 10 times the concentration of milk. You know, a lot of people say, well, I don't drink milk. I don't eat dairy. And then they forget about the cheese, you know. So for strong bones, you're going to need calcium, boron, and magnesium. And you're going to need it in a 2-to-1 ratio. And this is not going to be found in animal products or your synthetic supplements. So instead of got milk, how about got vinegar? You know, because your organic apple cider vinegar has magnesium and it helps with the proper uptake of your calcium and creates that acidic environment the calcium needs for proper absorption. Wow. Great. So what else are you going to need? Well, for natural strong bones, you'll also need an organic source of vitamin D and silica. So the sun, of course, can provide some vitamin D, but you're also going to find vitamin D in cod liver oil, herring, mackerel, sardines, and tuna. So eat more fish. Okay, silica you're going to find in the earth and in your plant foods, giving strength and firmness to the body's bones, cartilage, connective tissues, arteries, and your skin. So foods that are high in silica will be things like your beetroot, lettuce, cucumbers, carrots, broccoli, almonds, beans, alfalfa, and onions. Now, if you select some calcium-rich plants, You're also going to get your silica in this nutritional source. It's also going to offer you that perfect ratio of the calcium, boron, and magnesium, okay? By the way, the folks at Apothecary Herbs, they have a free calcium magnesium food list. If you'd like to have one, they'll email it or they'll pop it in regular mail to you free of charge. You can contact them at 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. Or you can email them at support@thepowerherbs.com. That's support@thepowerherbs.com. Tell them you want that calcium magnesium food list. And you can incorporate those foods into your diet. And yes, there are some herbs that make your bones really strong because bones regenerate. And there are some very powerful herbs to help that happen. So these herbs will contain your trace minerals of boron and magnesium and your calcium and your phosphorus and your silica and all in the right ratio the body likes. You know, nature did that all by itself. No, God did that, see? Can't take the credit. Herbs of this nature are going to be like horsetail and oat straw, comfrey root, and lobelia herb. So the solution is within reach, and it's so simple, and it's not going to break the bank, you know? Our bodies are always changing, so many things can alter how our bodies work, and with all the stress, the pollution, the radiation, the poisons, you know, it's a wonder our bodies work at all. But you know, diet is going to be your primary source of health. And don't try to substitute your trace minerals of boron and magnesium with a bunch of chemical supplements, because if you exceed 2 milligrams per day, you may have nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, a skin rash, and fatigue. It's interesting, though, that if you eat boron from natural foods and herbs, you can consume up to 41 milligrams per day with no side effects. So you're going to want the nutrition in your foods, or if you're really depleted, you want to get a whole food supplement made from plants or herbs, okay? Call the folks at Apothecary Herbs and ask about their whole food calcium formula. It's made with organic herbs. And if you are on the drugs that undermine your bone health, well, ask them if they have a solution for that as well. You can give them a call toll-free at 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663. But if you're outside the U.S., dial 704-885-0277, 704-885-0277. Of course, the website is thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com. That's where your healthcare options just became endless. Oh, by the way, you'll see right there on their homepage, you'll receive a free copy of the Power Herbs ebook, which is a $14.99 value with any order of $45 or more. But you want to hurry because that offer expires on October 9th. So if you're thinking about immune boosting or organ cleansing, you'll get a free ebook when you place your order. The coupon code is online there, or if you're calling by phone, you can simply just ask for it and they'll give it out to you. I think it's EBK13 is the code number or the coupon code. So, but it's on the homepage at thepowerherbs.com. You can check that out. Oh, I know it's about that time. I know it's about that time to take a break, but for the second part of the show, we're going to power you up with immune boosting info. So don't go anywhere.
Took his hand and she led him along. pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
007, your assignment is to find out what herb secrets herbalist Wendy Wilson has on Herb Talk Live.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663, or thepowerherbs.com.
American Voice Radio Network is heard on Galaxy 19 at 97 degrees west, transponder 23, frequency 12115, audio PID 2595. AVR is heard on the left side audio channel, and AVR 2 is heard on the right side audio channel. Remember, both AVR and AVR 2 are on Galaxy 19. Same network, double the choices.
Don't make the aspirin mistake. Aspirin was discovered by mistake during World War II and suppresses your immune system and prevents blood clotting. Don't expose your body to risk when you can use a natural inflammation and pain reliever called Extra Strength Pain Relief by Apothecary Herbs. Discover the power this formula has with salicin to enter the system in 60 seconds to work hard and relieve pain for 12 hours. Whether it's arthritis, sports injury, or flu, you can relieve aches, pain, and swelling with our Extra Strength Pain Relief formula. Call Apothecary Herbs now, toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
Herb Talk Live. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson, and we're going to power you up with immune system info now because, you know, the weather's going to be turning cold, you know, probably quite suddenly. I don't know. It's kind of funky down here in the Carolinas. You know, we'll have some really cold nights, and then it'll warm up to 86 during the day. And I don't know. We get some breezes coming in, and it's weird. Anyway, I think it's going to be a pretty chilly winter, and lots of flu bugs and colds out there. So we're going to empower you. We're going to get you ready, prepared, because there's going to be, I predict, an ocean of infection just floating around everybody's cubicle at work, wherever you are, of course, the schools with the kids and the sniffles and all the germs everywhere. I mean, germs are everywhere, under your wristwatch, your bracelet, your wedding band, right? Now, there's viruses lurking, bacteria even, fungus, and it can cause all kinds of grief, you know? So if you are a parent and your kids get colds every year, you know it most likely happened when they touch something or someone with an infection, and then they rub their nose or their eyes. Now, think about the next time that you, you know, slide into a booth at a fast food place. Nationwide, almost 22 million schools lose school days each year due to common rhinoviruses that are on surfaces everywhere, including restaurants. So 10 million adults are unable to go to work when illness strike. And we have 160,000 deaths in the United States on average each year because of infections, but it could be much worse than it is. So we're gonna empower you, try to lower those numbers. So let's look at life on a national scale. Scientists say that we can encounter millions of germs. They've actually counted 700 million germs. They've categorized them. The one germ for each germ, we mentioned the annual school absences due to germs could be like 22% for students and teachers. And they regularly try to wash their hands. They use that, you know, sanitation gel. Our world is pretty much a hothouse of bacteria. And we can get infected when we eat it, come in contact with it. And viruses, though, can't survive long on a surface without a host like us. So their lifespan's pretty short. Viruses like to actually invade our cells and mess with our mitochondria. And depending on the virus that you may come in contact with, it may reproduce inside your cell and then burst the cell open and spread the multiplying viruses cell to other neighboring cells. And this is how the process begins and you get sick. Now, fungus are a life form a bit different, more advanced than a bacteria, though. Mold, rust, mildew, yeast, all these things. Parasites even feed on and grow within an organism host itself. So we literally have a planet that is teeming with potential health threats, right? So, but the good news is that you have a very interesting and sophisticated and powerful and capable immune system. It knows what to do. It knows the differences between all these threats, and it can act accordingly. All right. So let's talk about how your immune system its reaction. Our human immune system actually thinks. Yeah, and it has memory. It stores and retrieves important biological information, and this is done to protect you from germs. So if you've come in contact with a bunch of stuff from childhood on, your body already knows what you've come in contact and successfully fought off. So this is called a lifelong immunity, which is superior to anything else. So our immune system is born with the instincts to fight anything that is not supposed to be around, and also can adapt its own defenses. So God, our creator, built into the human immune system a series of safeguards to protect us from foreign pathogens. And these guards are backed up by an adaptive ability in the system so they can launch an attack and you know, kind of shift gears on a moment's notice, really, to prevent any breaches from happening on the immune system or the battleground of the viruses, bacteria, and your immune system. And I want to take a look at what we call the guardians of the immune system. the first guardian of your entire immune system is going to be your skin, which is very thick, dry, and densely packed. And it's a prohibitive environment for most bacteria. So if that is not enough to negate a bacteria, then what's next in your guardian defenses is the sweat glands. They can hose off viruses and bacteria with some sweat, which is full of salt, and it tends to dehydrate a bacteria, see? And if any bacteria survive that, well, then the next hurdle that the skin has is acid pH. And so this will deter any nesting or colonization, if you will, of the bacteria or other pathogens. And let's say some really nasty bacteria gets through your skin's defenses. What then? Well, your stomach joins in on the fight. The bacteria will navigate to the digestive tract, and then your stomach is ready, signaling production of lethal acids. So if the bacteria is hardy enough to survive the lethal stomach acids and it reaches the large intestine, your appendix will launch a counterstrike of antibodies, plus the good bowel bacteria, the good bowel flora, is also there to hinder these types of invaders. So you've got a line of defenses, and unless you have a weak digestion and it can't produce enough stomach acid, or you have a lack of good healthy bowel flora, then the bacteria can survive, and that's your second guardian. It'll survive that. So if you tend to get sick, then your immune system has to launch what is called its adaptive capabilities, and let's look at your adaptive guardian for a minute. The immune system's adaptive capability stems from manufacturing what is called custom-built antibodies or lymphocytes. And these are killer T cells, macrophages, if you will, made from white blood cells. And these tend to neutralize whatever the biological threat is. So your adaptive immunity has a giant photographic memory, if you will, which ensures that, it stays with you your entire life. Okay, until your last breath, your immune system is on duty. Okay, so your adaptive immunity has this memory base, database of viruses, and it codes them and makes antibodies against them. So if you ever later on come in contact with that particular bacteria or viral strain, then the immune system automatically makes the antibodies, which are ready to launch. And so your immune system, kind of like Dirty Harry, which never forgets an enemy, right? So this is why it's kind of impossible to get the very same disease, such as chickenpox, twice, right? We may have time to talk about shingles. If not, maybe we'll do it another day. But we'll talk on that, because a lot of people are concerned about that. So, all right, so you want this immunity. Some people have a natural immunity. I'm one. I have a natural immunity to chickenpox. I was around it quite a lot growing up, never got chickenpox. So, never had the chicken pox vaccine either, from what I remember. So maybe that's why. All right, let's talk about the protective and adaptive guardian, because regardless of what happens in your life, if you don't do anything bad to suppress your immune system, you're going to have a super-duper adaptive guardian system in your immunity. They're there to protect you in such a way to help prevent an imbalance in the immune system, like an autoimmune disease, okay? So there is a series of functions which is delicately balanced that make up your adaptive function in the immune system, and it involves some special cells and organs and chemical functions. So you do not want to disrupt this balance, or these pathogens can create some really serious chaos. So how do you help these and guarantee these guardians stay balanced? Well, in a simple word, it's nutrition. So if you have water, 25% carbohydrate and 50% healthy fats and 25% protein from organic sources, you can help your body keep that healthy balance. So good natural food is going to be the fuel that drives that entire immune system and its innate capabilities and its adaptive functions. So for those who, like, you know, who think that Cheetos, for instance, the food that goes crunch, is a nutritional group, and or sweet foods are something good for you all the time. No, fruits and vegetables, grass-fed beef, you know, wild grain chickens, range chickens, organic eggs, vegetables, seeds, nuts, olive oil. Those are the kinds of nutritional elements, not snack foods, not prepackaged foods. So during the break, my engineer Frank and I were talking about, you know, it's getting to the point where we're just going to have to grow our own food. I think so. It's getting harder and harder to get some really seriously good stuff. So if you have an organic market, I mean, we're lucky enough here to have a store called Earth Fair, and they tend to carry a lot of certified organic foods. Sometimes you'll see conventional foods there, but for the most part, they strive to get the organic ones. And these are kind of, you know, foods like your produce, your fruits and vegetables, that actually have seeds in them, you know? You can save those seeds. Well, let's look at some immune system allies. Some of the things you want to do to power up your immune system and give it some positive impact, magnify its ability, its action, its muscle, if you will. And you can do that with plant chemicals, actually. Sources that have no side effects, like your prescription drugs. So plant chemicals are going to be a good ally for the immune system. So herbs that will assist you, such as garlic, echinacea, ginseng, hot cayenne, onion. Medical doctors and drug companies know that these herbs, like garlic, have successful track records at helping the body get over the common cold or tuberculosis or strep or influenza, staph, E. coli, salmonella, and much more. So herbs are able to help your immune system function at a heightened level to shorten your duration of illness if you do become sick. So how do they do that? Well, they can fire up an immune system to make more lymphocytes or macrophages, and it shortens the duration of your illness. So these are germ killers. You know, these herbs help your body make germ killers. In other words, it's nutrition to support the immune system. And it's not going to destroy the healthy, good, friendly flora or bacteria like antibiotics would. So think of your immune system manufacturing a smart bomb, you know, and that's what it's going to do with the powerhouse of nutrition you can give it. Now, the Journal of Nutrition published some studies that showed that immune system-enhancing herbs like garlic help the immune system maintain that delicate balance for efficient function, that adaptive ability. Antibiotics, on the other hand, suppress the immune system, disassemble the adaptive guardian, and destroy the healthy bacteria, making your body pretty much a petri dish for infectious bacteria to grow and pass on a drug-resistant superbug. And, of course, science didn't want to admit that a while ago, but now they are. So you don't want to undermine your immune system and what God gave you. There's a lot of immune-boosting plants out there you can tap into. King David said in Psalms that herbs are here for the service of man. And a lot of these superbugs are not resistant to a healthy immune system that is powered up with a lot of these supporting herbs for the immune system. So if you're wanting some lifelong immunity, even against some of these super bugs, then I suggest you do some homework and learn all you can about your immune system and how you can assist it and how you can protect it and not undermine it. So if you've, you know, had vaccines and you've had antibiotics, then you have some immune system building to do. Those things weaken an immune system, okay? So if you're looking for information and maybe product on how to build up your immunity, now's the time, and you can give the folks at Apothecary Herbs a call. They are the immune system specialists as well as organ cleansing specialists. They've been doing it for decades, and they have a great stuff. You can check out their cold and flu section, and they have an immune system section. So you have choices, and you have product, and you're going to get lots of information training, if you will, on how to use these types of tools properly. So check out the Healthy monthly guidelines, too. If you have access to their website at thepowerherbs.com, that'll also give you a hint on immune system building as well. Little snippets of information. And if you decide to place an order and your order is over $45, you can qualify for the free Power Herbs ebook, which is 400 pages. And you will learn things like immune boosting, organ cleansing, do's and don'ts, things that will really help power you up to make your immune system 1,000 times stronger than the average person. So check that out at thepowerherbs.com or simply give them a call. Toll free, 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663, and of course thepowerherbs.com. That's your healthcare options just became endless. All right. We have a couple choices here. Well, first, you know, since we're talking about immune system, let me just, we got a few minutes here. I want to talk about really tapping into some of these herbs that'll give your immune system some muscle. And I know this seems like a lot to some folks. They think, well, this is like having a second job. You know, well, yeah, staying healthy is. It's maintenance. You know, I mean, you maintain your car, your furnace, your house, your lawn. Hey, don't neglect your immune system and you. So I know you feel like you there's a mountain of information, but we're going to try to make it simple for you and easy to understand, okay? All right, so let's see. Where am I here? Okay, we're going to talk about some antibiotic busters, okay? In the 1980s, remember Bill Murray? He played that Ghostbuster guy, and he captured ghosts all over the city. And he captured him in this kind of weird electronic, electrified contraption along with his sidekick professor. Well, when the flu system rolls in here, we're going to have to use what I call antibiotic busters. I'm not talking about using antibiotics, but I'm trying to tell you to substitute the antibiotics with something else to help the immune system. There was a study in the Clinical Infectious Disease Journal that reported on some cases where antibiotics can make some head colds and flu and ear and sinus infections worse. So they also reported that there's like 150,000 emergency room visits every year due to the side effects of antibiotics. So you want to use caution on those prescription medications and also do your homework on anything like that, including your vaccines. Now, there are also some preventative things you can do to help prevent flu. I tend to like to use some broad-spectrum herbs, which can be used on a weekly basis. You don't have to use them every day. You can take like a maintenance dose once or maybe twice a week. Now, if you're going to go to a place where you know there's going to be lots of infectious disease, like, you know, hospital, nursing home, you know, so maybe you want to take an extra dose before you go. But for the most part, your normal routine, a maintenance dose will do it. Now, if you work in an environment where you're exposed to a lot of viruses and bacteria, then you're probably going to kind of bump that up a little bit and take more of it. Some of the herbs that I like to use are astragalus root. And you can even combine astragalus root or use it with some of the other broad-spectrum herbs like garlic and onion and ginger. These things will help these roots actually do a wonderful job at stimulating immune system, heightening it a bit, but not overstimulating it. So you can use these types of herbs pretty frequently and at length if you want. So that's a nice thing to do. Now, if you're looking for astragalus root or the broad-spectrum formula called All-in-One, those are both on the powerherbs.com website. And it's also in their product catalog. Now, what about echinacea? Because you hear a lot about that. And, of course, I love echinacea formulas, and that's the first thing I'm going to down the hatch when I'm feeling under the weather. And that's the important thing to remember. Reserve your echinacea root formulas for when you're feeling ill. You don't want to use echinacea like a prevention because it does such a good job at stimulating your immune system to manufacture killer cells, and a lot of them, that if you take it too frequently when you don't really need it, it's not going to stimulate your immunity as well. So kind of keep your echinaceas as your ace in the hole for this flu season. And if you get like a little drainage or a scratchy throat or sinus pressure, that's the time to start pumping in the echinacea. Or if you got this cough or hacking cough, come on, definitely it's time to hit the echinacea. So it's going to help your immune system make more macrophages and killer T cells. And these are important to shorten the duration of the illness, okay? Get you back to work and school faster. Now, you can take your echinacea several times a day. I like to hit it hard and fast. Basically, that's what I do if I was you. I'll take the average dose, and I'll take that several times a day. Now, within a day, if I'm not feeling a lot better, then I'll double or even quadruple the dose. And that's the rule of thumb. On your bottles, you know, you have your recommended suggested doses. And on your herbal liquids, you can bump them up or down depending on the person. So if you've got, an adult who's, 150 pounds or more, they're going to need more formula than somebody that's 90 or 100 pounds, okay? So, and everybody's tolerance level's different, and they have sensitivities to certain herbs, just like you would foods. So you want to be cautious and sensitive to that as well. So some people just respond well to a small dose, and some people need more. So I have an example. For instance, you were using some ginsengs for energy and stamina, and, the regular dose didn't do it, but you had to go up maybe 10 times to get that dose. Usually that happens when somebody's got a health problem. Maybe they've got an illness they don't know about, or maybe they've had surgery they're recovering from. So the body has a different tolerance level, and there's something affecting that. So be sensitive to those things as well. So echinacea, reserve that for your ace in the hole, if you will. And studies have proved that ginseng herb used with your echinacea root or your astragalus root or other immune-stimulating herbs helps the heart, the liver, and the glandular system work more efficiently. So it detoxifies the body from the pathogen faster. So it's a neutralizing agent. And it just helps everything work a little bit better. It's like, sending more troops to the front lines, you get more helping hands. So if you also get more calcium into the bloodstream, this also helps improve your sleeping and getting some rest while you're sick is important. So if you're looking for some plant calcium, then definitely you can add some of that before bed and you'll sleep a whole lot easier. Now, if you're looking at the cold and flu package at thepowerherbs.com, they got this really neat Taifu oil that comes with that package. They got a lot of immune-boosting formulas and what you can use and the combinations you can use them in. But the Taifu oil, you just put a drop or two in the palm of your hand, and you rub your palms together, and you cup it over your nose and mouth, and you breathe in. And you just would be amazed at how this disinfects the passages of the nose and the mouth and the throat, and it just reduces a lot of swelling in there, makes breathing easier. It's excellent also if you want to take that before bed and get some rest when you're all congested. So check out all those products at thepowerherbs.com. You'll be glad you did. They're powerful tools with information, of course, product support if you have questions or concerns. And that is thepowerherbs.com. Or simply call and get a free product catalog to reference. You'll need it for the cold and flu season. 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663. And I had one lady call and said, what's the difference between your stuff and what's at the local store? I said, well, the stuff in the local store isn't aged. Our stuff's aged. It's like comparing grape juice to wine. We're the wine. Yeah. Hey, I gotta go. Don't forget, check out the special on the homepage, free ebook with your order. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice from a licensed medical physician if you dare before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, be well.